Very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, we're good.
We're good. We're good, Tom. Nice to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So we are loving Barbed Wire, which is your new song. And for someone who's not heard it, what's it about?
It's a song basically about standing up for what you believe in and not letting anyone hold you back from your dreams and what you aspire to be. And like barbed wire is a pretty dangerous thing, and when you get caught behind barbed wire, it's pretty hard to get out of. So it's kind of that it's basically saying, do you know, if we knock down the barbed wire, we can be whoever we want to be, and believe in whatever we want to believe in.
And this is all part of your debut album, isn't it? Which is out on July the 6th. Is that going to feel for you when this is released?
How's it gonna feel for me? I am buzzing. I'm excited. I'm so nervous, but I'm just so ready for people to have the album and make it theirs and sit with the songs and learn the songs and have it for them.
And as well,
you know,
Tom,
it's like passing the baton on.
You're 23, which is like crazy. You've achieved so much so far.
Yeah, it's pretty mad.
So, like, what can people expect with the music on this album?
It's a very classic sounding album. So there's orchestras, there's brass, there's choir, there's big lyrics, big songs. It's just a big, it's like a big, like, open plan of music, you know what I mean?
How long have you been working on this for then? Is this gone like a couple of years of planning? Is it something that's come together quite quickly?
No, it's about a year, all in all. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm just ready for it to come out now.
And which singers did you take inspiration from?
I love all sorts of music. So when I was growing up, and even still now, I'm a massive, like, grime fan. A massive hip-hop fan as well. So I don't know if they inspired my music, but they definitely, like, that's the music that I was listening to when I was younger. But then, like, obviously I was listening to my mum's kind of music as well, so like Freddie Mercury, Queen and all them. My mum loves Robbie Williams, and
join
I'm a
club.
Big fan of Robbie Williams.
So as well as your album being out on July 6th, you're going to be attempting to do a World Guinness record, aren't you?
Yeah, man.
Can you tell us a bit more about this? What's happening on this day?
It's on the 12th of July. Basically going up and down England, into different towns and different cities, trying to break a world record in so how many gigs we can do in the space of 12 hours. So we've got to have a lighting rig, we've got to sing more than 5 songs, more than 10 people at the show.
Do you reckon you're going to get more than 10 people per show? Because I would definitely be there.
I don't know. We start at 9 o'clock, so whoever wants to watch it live performance at 9 o'clock in the morning, like, come down.
Do you know what time you're going to be in Knutsford? Because Knutsford is like 10 minutes from my home. Get all my mates to go and watch you.
I'm not too sure, but I can let you know.
I'm sure it's online.
Yeah, I think it's online. It definitely is online.
How did you get involved with it then?
I don't know. It was just a mad idea we had round the table one night of like how what could we do that's fun, challenging and like that no one else has done on an album campaign and I was like, let's do Guinness Book of Records, it'd be jokes. Yeah, I did. It was pretty mad. I'd never been on the football pitch before, because I only played that for their youth team. So but to be involved with Luton again is pretty crazy, man. And like, They're big supporters of my music, so
yeah,
it's really nice to go back and it was really nice to go back and like do that little bit of filming there and just
be on the pitch
again, you know? Yeah.
So when did you realise then that singing was what you wanted to do instead of football?
When I realised, I probably realised when I was like 17, 18, when I was like, do you know what? I'm not getting any better at football, and then alcohol came into the situation.
Yeah, you're 18.
Is it true that you realised your talent when you were at a house party and you were singing and you were drunk and your friends found out that you could sing really well? This is something that I saw online.
Basically, that is true.
That's amazing.
There was a karaoke machine and I was really drunk and I was trying to show off. And
and it worked. And
I just came out. I never sung before and it just kind of came out. And yeah, here we are today. But it was a lot of, I did, like, my voice didn't sound exactly like how it does now. Like, there was it's a lot of hard graft and training my voice to sound how it does now.
Yeah. So you would just say right now the singing route was the correct route to go down instead of maybe carrying on playing football?
Definitely, man. Definitely. I was definitely made to do this, man. When I'm on stage, I feel like there's this energy that comes over me that, like, I kind of, like, step away from my body and I watch this other like thing take over, and it's the best feeling I've ever had. So yeah, it's definitely made for me, man.
And using all your football knowledge you have, what have you been making of England so far in the World Cup? Because I think we'll be doing all right, to be fair.
Mm. Mate, it has been a wicked World Cup so far.
Amazing.
And England, I'm telling you, we're going to do all right, I think.
Who do you think's going to win?
Win what, Caroline?
The
World Cup. I'm going to say England. Let's have it.
See, I'm trying to teach Caroline more every single week about football.
You're challenging me there.
says England's going to win the World Cup. I'll tell you what I'd love to hear is Tom Grennan releasing a World Cup winning song if England win it.
Yes.
I imagine. That'd, I think, be that funny, wouldn't it?
Put you to that challenge, Tom.
All right, cool. Well, if we do, then game on.
Holding, there we go. We're holding into that. Thanks so much for hanging out today, Tom. We'd love to play your single Barbed Wire. Would you like to introduce it for us?
Yeah. Hi, this is Tom Grennan, and you're listening to Barbed Wire.